This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Polling concluded today for the third phase of Lok Sabha elections in 93 parliamentary constituencies spread over 10 states and one union territory. Except a few minor incidents, by and large peaceful voting was reported. Approximate voter turnout of nearly 63% was recorded. With the conclusion of the third phase, voting for 284 out of 543 Lok Sabha constituencies has been completed. The remaining 259 constituencies will be covered in the remaining four phases. Constituencies which went to polls in the third phase include 25 seats in Gujarat, 14 in Karnataka, 11 in Maharashtra and 10 seats in Uttar Pradesh. Besides, voting also took place for 9 seats in Madhya Pradesh, 7 in Chhattisgarh, 5 in Bihar, 4 seats each in Assam and West Bengal, 2 seats each in Goa and the Union Territory of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu. The polling was also held for Baitul Parliamentary Constituency of Madhya Pradesh, which was rescheduled from the second phase due to the demise of the BSP candidate. The polling for Anantnag Rajouri Parliamentary Constituency in Jammu and Kashmir, earlier scheduled in the third phase, will now take place in the sixth phase on the 25th of May. Filing of nominations has begun for the seventh and last phase with issuance of notification by the Election Commission. Voting in this phase will be held in 57 Lok Sabha seats in 7 states and 1 union territory. 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 seats of West Bengal, 8 seats of Bihar, 6 seats of Odisha, 4 seats of Himachal Pradesh, 3 seats of Jharkhand and 1 seat in the Union Territory of Chandigarh will go to polls in the 7th and last phase. Nominations can be filed till the 14th of this month. Voting for this phase will be held on 1st June. In the Kashmir Valley, 2 terrorists were killed in an encounter that broke out between terrorists and security forces in Redwani Payin village of Kulgam district last evening. One of the slain terrorists eliminated in the operation was a top commander of TRF, the Resistance Front terror outfit identified as Basit Dar. IGP Kashmir V.K. Birdi told Akashvani that the most wanted terrorist, Basit Dar, was E-category terrorist of the band TRF, who was active since 2021. A Delhi court today extended the judicial custody of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal till the 20th of May in the money laundering case connected to the liquor policy scam. Special Judge Kaveri Baveja of Rouse Avenue Court passed the order on the expiry of his judicial custody in the Enforcement Directorate ED case. Kejriwal was arrested by the ED on the 21st of March. India has once again called upon Canada to stop providing criminal and secessionist elements a safe haven and political space in the country. In response to media queries regarding a float in the Nagar Kirtan parade in Malton, Canada, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said New Delhi has repeatedly raised strong concerns regarding violent imagery being used by extremist elements in Canada against India's political leadership. Vladimir Putin was sworn in today for a new 6-year term at a ceremony in the Grand Kremlin Palace in Moscow. Putin has already been in office for nearly a quarter century and is the longest-serving Kremlin leader after Joseph Stalin. In March this year, Putin had won a landslide victory in a tightly controlled election. Since succeeding President Boris Yeltsin in the waning hours of 1999, Putin has transformed Russia from a country emerging from economic collapse to a major player in the global stage. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals have posted a target of 222 runs in stipulated 20 overs against Rajasthan Royals at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. Chasing the target, Rajasthan were 182 for 6 in 17.2 overs a short while ago. And that is the end of this news bulletin.